This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV report to the nation. How do you do? Hopefully you do well. Wonderful here. I use the word wonderful to describe the ladies who are here with me. Jennifer Horn is wonderful. Victoria Keelan is wonderful. Kara Schillen is wonderful. And I'm not too bad myself. So here we are with another hour, another opportunity, Jennifer, for us to knock the world on its you-know-what.
Well, sometimes you might feel like that after you get your tax bill, and taxes are definitely trending. We're in the midst of tax season as we approach April 15th. Taxes are just one of life's greatest certainties, right? No way to avoid them, but apparently there are certain places that you can live where things are a little better. From the checkout counter to that 1040 form that you pay every single April, what Americans end up paying in taxes depends largely on where you live. Now, all Americans are subject to the same federal tax code, but each of the 50 states has a, well, I guess it's, it would be a broad authority to determine what the taxes are in the individual state. So USA Today did a great piece to talk about the states with the lowest and the highest taxes. So without cheating, ladies, let's go around the room. Let's, and gentlemen, Dougie, and tell me what you think the lowest and highest tax state are. Victoria, we'll start with you.
Lowest. I would guess it's one of the retirement states, like Arizona, Nevada, or Florida, I'd say would be the lowest.
And okay, so Nevada, would that be your guess?
Arizona, and then you're going to ask all of us, and then you're going to tell us what the states are.
You know what? I'll stick with Florida, because I know there's no income tax there.
All right, Florida for your lowest, and your highest?
New York or New Jersey. New York, I'd say New York, probably.
All right, Dougie, what do you think?
New Hampshire and California.
All right, Kara.
I'm just going to throw some wild guesses out there. Let's go for Alaska, and we'll go for New Jersey. Why not?
You are so smart, Kara. Oh, my goodness. The closest one is our friend Kara over here, who did really, really well. Let's
Alaska
start from the top. Dougie, you're absolutely right when you say New York. New York, I'm sorry, Victoria said that. New York is the highest tax state, followed by Connecticut, New Jersey, California, and number five is Illinois. What was surprising is number six is Wisconsin, which I think is kind of odd to be on the highest tax state.
Yeah.
And then let's go from the bottom up. If you're looking for a place to move, Kara's absolutely right. You're going to want to consider Alaska.
Yes.
That is number 50 on the list. Well, if you move there, you'll only get a 6.5% tax rating, which is the taxes paid on your percentage of income. That's pretty good. To put that in perspective against New York, which is number one on the list, New York pays 12.7, so just about double to live in New York. Yeah. All right, so the lowest five on the list. So from 45 to 50, you've got Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Alaska. So there you go. Some ideas as to where you might want to move. Nevada, you mentioned that one, Victoria, not too shabby. Number 43 on the list, so it is pretty low down there.
Yeah, the southwestern states, with the exception of California, are fairly cheap, and southeastern as well. And surprise, Mississippi and Alabama, Arkansas aren't in that list as well. Kentucky, those are places where they don't have high taxation, but it's different. It's more specialized taxation, places like Kentucky, where they tax different things. They have what they call them social taxes. High taxes on liquor, tobacco, that kind of stuff. What are those called? Social taxes.
It's not luxury.
Luxury.
Is luxury
no,
tax? Yeah.
not luxury taxes are boats, cars, that sort of thing. There's, they're called. It's right on the tip of my tongue. It's not. It's well, figure it out.
Well, while you think of it. One of the other big surprises, other than Wisconsin being number six on the list, is that Oregon, here's Zach Frog. Okay. Hi. How about that? Right. Number 12 on the list is Oregon. Oregon has no sales tax. So people in California always say dreamily, oh, I'm going to move to Oregon. They have no sales tax. Yet they're the 12th highest tax state because the percentage that they tax your income is over 10%. So you give up one thing, you get another. Sometimes there is no sales tax, yet they're getting you on the flip side.
On the flip side. So what are they using the money for is a question and a half, and it's a good question. We ask, you get into the tax season every year, discussion of how much you're paying and what you're getting for your money. You'll be distressed to know that the federal budget deficit has ballooned this year, growing 77%. The deficit now, that is the difference between what we take in and what we spend. How we could do this on our own is, it boggles the mind because you couldn't. So, tax revenue down, government spending up. There's a recipe. Wait a minute. This doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting to figure out. The figures have been released.
The fact that we haven't slashed spending, nobody wants to, though. Nobody wants to get rid of entitlements. And that's how you really have that's how you have to get rid of the budget. That's how you get rid of the deficit, is by cutting where we spend most. And that's not the military. That's on entitlements. And nobody wants to give that up or talk about it.
The military could do a better job, too.
Well, the military could. But if you're looking at the military, is like a dot on the pie graph of where the money in this country goes. The money in this country goes to programs, to entitlements.
Deficit hit $310 billion so far this, not this calendar year, but the fiscal year starts in October. So that's up $176 billion from a year ago, so it's almost twice, 77%. Treasury says part of the increase in the deficit due to a shift in timing of certain payments. The White House preparing a new budget for next year. It will be released in mid-March. They vote on it because they have to get it all passed, but it doesn't start until October 1st. The deficit, driven in part by the tax reform from last year, which now has turned into something that's blowing up in their faces. Treasury says the revenue from taxes collected from individuals for the last 4 months fell 2%. Corporations down 22%. An interesting number. Has that changed the amount of business we're doing? Has that encouraged more employees to be hired? Is that why the economy is as good as it is? A lot of people would argue the economy is as good as it is.
Yeah, but part of the problem with the tax plan is that it was, in theory, supposed to spur a lot of hiring. And the problem is a lot of the big corporations didn't hire more people. They just gave more of a profit back to the stockholders. And that was kind of something that some people anticipated in some cases, but some employees got some bonuses, but not on a crazy level, $1,000 here or there. But that's part of the big problem, is that it just didn't spur on new hires the way that it was supposed to.
It's the same argument that people make against raising the minimum wage, is that so oftentimes when you do that, like in places like Seattle where they did it, people will just cut the schedules or cut the number of employees they have because the corporations are not going to make less regardless of how much the worker is supposed to be making.
Well, you wonder, it's a push-pull, that's for sure. Let's say hi to some people who are following us on social media. Rick Ault, J. Martin, J. Frederick Cohen, how do you do? There are people who have... I'd like to read some of the comments here about what people's perception is of what we are doing. I think it's very interesting on the DJ Show podcast, some of the comments that are made and some of the people who have something to say about what we are talking about. And we don't know what we're talking about. I always love those. 15 past the hour. Keep the comments coming, please, on Twitter. At DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. It's the DJV Show.
Fact. We all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
West Chris worked hard to make his dream of playing in the NHL come true. Every day, he'd be out playing street hockey constantly. Townspeople would drive by and shout,
"Get out of the street!"
But Wes never gave up. Well, until one day when someone yelled,
"Get in the car, you're going to make us all late to work!"
Because Wes was a 43-year-old accountant and he commuted with that guy downtown. So Wes never played in the NHL. But he did hear how GEICO, proud partner of the NHL, could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved and made his other dream come true.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
"Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you."
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
"Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And $339.19, see associate for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received is discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. A world that wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, let's have another swipe at government, shall we? I always love taking a shot, especially at the FDA, which I think is one of the most corrupt. USDA, EPA, they're high on the list of corrupt agencies. The FDA says that it's monitoring a lot of big companies like Walgreens and Walmart to find out if they're selling tobacco products to underage users. And the answer is yes, surprise! 15 big retailers are in fact violating the law. Since 2010, Walgreens has sold more tobacco products to minors than any other pharmacy. What the hell is a pharmacy selling tobacco products other than there's money?
Well, they all have, I mean, except for
CVS stopped doing it a couple of years ago. CVS, yeah, right. And their business went up because of it. The FDA focusing on teen vaping also and how much of that. Walgreens has said it's happy to talk, has a zero tolerance policy. Okay, well, that's like you say you have a policy, but do people enforce it who are behind the counter? And the answer is no, they don't.
I've never seen anybody get carded for cigarettes at a pharmacy, ever, in my life. No. Never seen that happen.
Well, you know, the federal government's so interested in regulating everything. Why don't they just tell the big farmers that they can't, the big pharmacies, they can't sell tobacco products? You know, the reason they don't is because the same reason that they don't monitor any of these other things that are poisonous, because there's too much money in it. The tobacco people and how much money they launder through congressmen to get their way. The FDA is loaded with people from the tobacco industry that are regulators. I got to change the regulations because it affects them. That's what's so insidious. You know, who was it that said democracy is the worst form but the best form of government? I guess it is, but human nature being what it is, we are corruptible, it would seem. And the easiest way to corrupt somebody is to give them a lot of dough. And there's a lot of money being made. You know how much it costs? I think we were talking about how much it costs a soda, the Coca-Cola glass you pay $1.25 for at McDonald's costs less than a penny. And the same thing is true with tobacco products. There's huge profit. Every cigarette costs about 4 cents to make. And how much they charge you for those? That's ridiculous. So Bull Run, the FDA, and Walgreens and Walmart. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you don't mind, I'll start a new line, decide after thinking it through. Go on in front if you're in such a hurry, like L&A waiting for you. I don't want to be the last man standing, on second thought, maybe I do. It's getting hard to watch my pals check out, cuts like a wore out knife. One thing I learned about running the road is forever don't apply to life. Waylon and Ray and Merle and old Nora live just as fast as me.
Mr. Nelson, if you please.
Good friends left, and I wonder who the next will be.
I don't want to
be the last man standing.
Oh, he's got a good one.
Maybe I do.
It's a good song. He has announced a lineup for the Outlaw Music Festival this year. The tour announcing Phil Lesh and Friends, the Abbott Brothers, Alison Krauss, the Revivalists, and a lot of others are on this summer leg of the tour. The festival kicks off in Bangor, as they say in Maine. It's Bangor, but Bangor. On the 14th of June, by that time it's warmed up. Up in Maine, it's okay. Have a concert in the middle of June, you're okay. Additional performances from Willie Nelson's sons, Lucas, and let's see here, Promise of the Real and Particle Kid. What's that? I don't know.
The name Promise of the Real is Lucas's band, and Particle Kid, I think, is another band that he's in or that the other son is in.
Got it. So the lineup varies by each of the tour dates. Certain fans will have a chance to see, for example, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Steve Earle and the Dukes, Old Crow Medicine Show, Counting Crows, etc., etc., etc. The tour hits New York, Connecticut, Ontario, Pennsylvania, let's see, Ohio, Wisconsin, Illinois, Missouri, and stops, finishes in July in Dallas. Every tour date features a unique range of festival attractions, local cuisine, craft beers, local artisans. Oh, that's kind of cool. The Outlaw Music Festival, I'm going to bring it to the farm here in Framingham.
Yeah.
Made his debut in Scranton, Pennsylvania, with Willie Nelson and his family and Neil Young. And they always are together. What a pair they are, actually. Together, the two of them. I could be a fly on the wall when they're in the room together. Let's see who else is here. Sheryl Crow, Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Leanne Womack. Sold out shows have been so well received that Nelson decided to take the Band of Outlaws on the road as a touring festival, both last year and the year before. The Outlaw Tour hosted more than 200,000 fans last year in theaters and arenas all over the country. So, if you want to take advantage of these, check out on the website. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10, outlawmusicfestival.com. You can get the sale dates, or at least when they're going to be in your location, or what the locations are. OutlawMusicFestival.com. Okay, that's the Willie update. See what else we have here. Updating Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood performing at the CMA Festival, revealing the Country Music Association, revealing lineup for the CMA Fest. It's pretty stacked up. Country superstars Luke Bryan, Florida Georgia Line, Carrie Underwood, Tim McGraw, Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert. She's sober. Will be there performing through the festival.
With her new cop husband.
Nashville.
He's still around.
Right. Yeah. June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Other acts performing that include Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, Old Dominion, Pistol Annies, Rascal Flatts, Thomas Rhett. That's pretty good lineup, I think, isn't it?
That's every name I've ever heard of in the world.
Yeah, it's a pretty good lineup.
4-day passes for the nightly performances available. They'll be experiencing live music every day from 10 to 5. So there's a lot of people here. When do you get the tickets? CMAFest.com. Go get their information. CMAFest.com for CMA Fest 2019. It is 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's Crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Comments on what's going on in the world. What a state. The state we're in is in a state. It's the DJV show with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. You can like us on Facebook, as a matter of fact, on the facebook.com/DJV show. I just posted pictures of Jennifer and I putting hats on. He went into a...
Oh, I remember. That was years ago. Remember? I just saw that.
About five years ago. I just posted it. And you can see what Jennifer looks like in a cool hat, what I look like in a silly hat, and her father just looks plain silly.
I was going to Antigua, and we were in Pasadena, actually. I think,
Pasadena.
Did we go to the fancy movie theaters, or did you just meet us for hat shopping?
No, I think we went to the movie theaters, and then we went to
hat shopping.
I do,
too. Yeah. Yeah, the fancy movie theater. It's fun. Yep.
Right. It was.
The eye pick.
It's just silly. Silly stuff, silly, but good stuff. It's we need to spend time with silly stuff. All right, now I don't know whether Victoria's got silly stuff for us, but she's got some stuff, so do your stuff, Victoria. Let's get
to it. It's important stuff. It's not silly. It's very serious, unfortunately. The people in Alabama are still recovering from the tornado outbreak. It killed 23 people. It decimated portions of the Alabama County, Lee County, where they both touched down. 7 people are still missing. Search and rescue efforts have now turned into into a recovery mission, according to the sheriff there. He said two anonymous corporations will pay for the funerals for all 23 victims, which is really nice. The president will get a firsthand view of the destruction when he visits Alabama on Friday. And there are some really kind of crazy stories coming out of survival, including a woman and her four children who missed the tornado that tore through their home only by minutes because she was at the store buying baby formula and had her four kids with her.
Wow.
And so, yeah, that was
God,
just,
God, 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 God.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. That's your reaction is, thank you, God.
Yep. And then that. And then on the opposite side of that, we're hearing a lot of these stories and they're just devastating. There's a woman who lost five family members in the tornadoes, and but she has sort of been on the front lines and helping feed first responders, and she's kind of emerging as someone. It's her strength and faith in helping others is really remarkable. So it's just it's lots of GoFundMes are being started. You can easily find out, Google how to help the survivors, but it's a pretty devastating situation in Alabama. Mm. So thoughts and prayers with everybody, and I know it's thoughts and prayers, but in this case it is thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
it's real.
It is. All right. Speaking of that, a friend of mine has breast cancer and is going through some pretty drastic treatment. I was just going through one of her posts on Facebook. And after there were about 140 different posts, and at the bottom, tell me whether you think this is crass or crude, or do we give another boo to Facebook because of this? So this woman has lost her hair because of what she's been going through in terms of treatment. So at the bottom of the page where all the comments are, after she brings us up to date on the treatment and we all comment, there's an ad for an FDA-cleared laser cap to treat hair loss. Is that tacky? Is that just me? The woman, you can see the picture of this woman. She has no hair.
This is a Facebook ad?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an algorithm. That's what it does. And so
it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
Really?
If you are ever shopping, I shop on Instagram now because they target me and they know what's in my brain and they know what I want to buy. Mm. And so that's all you see. But that's what an algorithm does. It scans through different posts and anything that's mentioned. Cancer, there could be an ad for a Cancer Treatment Center of America. Or if there's hair loss is mentioned,
that's crass? Do we give a shout out or a boo out to Facebook, or is it just that's the way it is? And
well, in this particular case, this is where it's gone horribly wrong, and this is completely insensitive to someone who's dealing with so much. But
yeah,
you know, an algorithm is an algorithm. It's not personal. It's a computer, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, the computers are not thinking. That's for sure.
No.
Let's go back to the weather for a minute. I noticed that the affiliate we have. In one of the affiliates in Montana's KMMS, and they're in the home of Montana State University, where one of the colleagues, our colleagues there, sent me a note about what they're doing, the research that they're doing, new technology that they have developed to increase weather report accuracy with regard to severe weather anomalies. A professor in the Department of Computer Engineering in the College of Engineering there at Montana State University has been the co-inventor with some of the students working on this new weather technology. So it's really interesting to see what they're tracking, the vapors that create weather. I don't know that we think a lot about this. We just think about the weather, but what creates it. And so they're measuring vapors, apparently, differently, to detect. We all complain about the weather because the accuracy leaves something to be desired, or at least it used to. I think it's a lot better than it used to be, and I don't think it's going to be perfect, nor will it ever be perfect. I certainly depend a lot, especially in the good weather months, starting in a month or so from now, when we are having to be outside and do a lot of work on the farm, there, especially when it comes to haying season, I really depend, and sometimes I'll get, because if the weather's tight like it was last fall and we were having to dodge rain every other day, if you want to make hay or do other things that are weather related or weather sensitive, then it gets down to the hour. And I have two different sources that I use, the hour by hours, and I usually back off an hour or so. Like if I see that it's going to rain at 5 o'clock, I'll start baling hay at noontime so that I can hopefully be done by 4 o'clock because it may be that we're off by that much. But I think when you compare it to what it used to be, even though people compare, I mean, they complain about it, I think the weather forecasting is pretty good, Frank, and very helpful for a lot of us that are dependent on being able to do our work in the good weather. And so I'm taking my hat off to these people because this work they're doing out there at Montana State University is going to make the forecasts even more accurate. So here, here for them and for the folks at the school that are working on this. Good for you. That's a story. Is that kind of a good story? I'm learning how to share things that I come across because I come across so much stuff. We all do. We all spend all of our days looking at things and trying to figure out what we want to bring to you in terms of conversation and information. So, and sometimes it's good to back it up if you post it on some social media. So is this something that's worthwhile to share on Facebook, or is it, now that I've had the conversation, no big deal, okay, we move on? What do you think, ladies?
Anything that strikes you as something passionate, you should share. Anything that, you know, that seems like self-explanatory, you don't necessarily have to.
Yeah. All right. So why don't I just, well, let's try this and see what we get for.
Let's do it.
I'll show. I'll do it. I can do it. I'm a big boy now. I can share things on Facebook. I know how to do that. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Kara. They're all saying they're breathing a sigh of relief because they don't have to. Now, when it comes to sharing it on Twitter, maybe I'll need a little help. But at any rate, the point is that a lot of this good research is going on. When you look out in the morning, I'm seeing beautiful blue, clear skies. Today, I love to fly on days like this because you never get, well, you the false security that you get when you think, okay, skies are blue, it's clear, great day to fly. And last week when I went to California, it was a fair day. But remember we were talking about the jet stream and how aggressive it was over the last 3 or 4 weeks? It has lowered itself so that it's down much further south, and I won't encounter it much today flying across the country. But when I did it 10 days ago, we had about an hour and a half of bam, bam. You know, those flights that you cannot stand because the white knuckle people are crying and food's flying all over the place. And, you know, you just kind of look around and what crosses my mind more than anything else. Am I in an Airbus or am I in a Boeing plane? I want to know what's going to withstand all this banging around. And it happened on that flight. I was in an Airbus. But anyway, looking out at the sky this time, like those people that Victoria's just talking about down in the south where the tornado winds were, can you imagine what they thought when they looked out the window at the clouds and the formations and the things that were coming at them as fast? Because in a tornado, it's fast, man. You got 30 minutes if you're lucky. And
that's the one that scares me the most of any of the tornadoes. Natural disasters.
Oh, yeah.
The tornado, I don't know, maybe it's like PTSD from watching The Wizard of Oz, but for some reason, even seeing images of the funnel, it just freaks me out beyond all belief.
Victoria, you're not New Jersey anymore. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you are. It's 44 after the hour on the DJV show.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome. 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, !! 1985. New at
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Message and data rates may apply. TNC and privacy terms can be found at Babbel.com/terms.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text RADIO to 484848. Text RADIO to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's RADIO to 484848.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Malignant mesothelioma is a deadly form of cancer that occurs in the thin layer of tissue that covers the majority of your internal organs, known as the mesothelium. Mesothelioma most often affects the tissue that surrounds the lungs.
We don't know exactly what causes it, but we do think that there is a very strong correlation with asbestos.
Thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman says mesothelioma shares some symptoms with lung cancer.
They might have a cough like you'd have with lung cancer. They might have shortness of breath like you'd have with lung cancer. But particularly with mesothelioma, you might build fluid up on the lung. And you might get much more short of breath. And you have a part of the lung that collapses because that fluid forms.
Dr. Blackman says staging the cancer is vital to determining a course of treatment for mesothelioma. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, just to show you the kind of stuff I have to absorb here, during this last break, I posted the story. Well, apparently I lost the members of my staff here along the way someplace because they didn't know what the hell I was talking about. If you go to facebook.com/DJV show, I have posted and I feel quite accomplished at doing this.
You do realize we're doing this wrong? If you're doing a radio program and you're like, if you don't understand what I'm talking about, I've posted a visual aid on my Facebook page.
I'm like so checked out. This is why I said to Jen during the break, Jen, if you can tell me what he just said, I'll send you $100.
Why was that unclear? I thought I was very expressive talking about an affiliate that at Montana State University, these profs are investigating how to do better weather reports.
That would have sufficed right there. Now I understand what you're talking about. I just think it was the length of the explanation.
Yeah,
where
you surprised me with the professor and the new affiliate. I was with you on how much weather models have
it's not a new affiliate.
I came in. I came in at, wow, how much better it is to predict the weather, which, you know what, true statement. I mean, what did farmers do 75 years ago? Just look at the sky and hope for the best.
They put their finger up in the air and hope for the best.
Fake news on this show.
Well, but I was quite pleased with myself that I put it in. Kara says, well, you got to go back and put a caption underneath it and...
You have to have context, and yeah, so she's right.
Why do you always make me sound like some snobby jerk? I'm just trying to explain how to post things on social media better.
You make me sound like I'm a dumb old fart, and so I'm just...
I don't think she's doing that.
Wow.
Do unto others that you would have them do unto you, so I've just done it to myself. Apparently. All right, folks. Anyway, it's posted at facebook.com/DJV show. You can see the picture of Jennifer and my hat escapade, too. 10 before the hour.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here to make it real, the point of being here on this program is to make your point, make it succinctly. Take a lesson from me. I tell quick stories. I'm in and out. You know how that works? Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, does a weekend radio program all about pets, and he does the same thing. Tells quick stories, in and out, preparing for the next bit of information or help for people. That's what it's all about. Getting inside Warren's head. That's what we're that's what we're here to do today.
A long drive, Doug. A long drive.
Yes, it is. Inside Warren's head. All right, well, let's take another long drive. Getting inside a cat's head is also not the easiest trip you can take. So what's new in the world of the felines?
You know, it's interesting. When I started doing my radio show 35 years ago, I started at 9, by the way, 35 years ago, the bottom line was 80% of my questions were about dogs. Now I would say 60% of the questions I get asked on the Pet Show are regarding their cats and their cats' behavior.
Really?
And here's why. Cats are nomadic by nature. They love change within their environment. However, years ago, we let our cats outdoors. We can't do that now. It's too dangerous. Coyotes, packs of dogs, drugs, all kinds of nonsense out there. So our cats are spending more time inside, and what happens is they become bored. So it's important to make the inside of your home outdoor interesting. Here's where people make the mistake. They'll go to the pet store, and they'll buy a $100 scratching post for their cat. They put it near a window, and everyone's happy. Look at the great, it's pretty, it's beautiful, the cat likes it. After a day or two, the cat has no idea it cost $100. He doesn't want it anymore. Go to the supermarket, bring home a cardboard box or a paper bag. It's like Kitty Nirvana. They're in heaven. So here's what I recommend that we do. Number one, make sure that you have a lot of things changing in the house for the cat to, so things like boxes. Now, here's what I do. I bring boxes in the house. I put one on top of the other, make a duplex, cut a hole, a kitty condo. So the cats always have something interesting. And remember, every box smells different. They're free. You go to the supermarket. One smells like chicken. One smells like onions. One smells like beef. And you can change the boxes every day. Again, they're free. Same thing with paper bags. Just remember to cut off the handles. So that's really important to make sure your cats stay really mentally stimulated. And try to look at life from your cat's point of view. This may sound eccentric, and you know I would never sound eccentric.
A little eccentric, you think? A little?
But what I do is when I bring any new animal into my house, or what I recommend people do is get on all fours, crawl around the house, look at the house from your cat or dog's point of view, in this case, cat's point of view, and see how interesting it is for you from their perspective. If it's not interesting for you, chances are it's not interesting for the cat. So rotate the toys, cardboard boxes, paper bags, make sure you keep the cat mentally stimulated, and also give them opportunity to keep their nails trimmed. The best way to do that, cardboard box, get a piece of carpet from the carpet store, they'll probably throw carpet out, you pick it up. Put the back side out, the nappy side of the carpet out, glue it to the back because that'll keep the nails nice and trimmed. And make sure you grow a lot of organic, healthy plants like organic catnip and other safe plants for cats in the house. So it really makes all the difference. One more tip. If you're bringing an outdoor cat into the house, a lot of outdoor cats have never used cat litter. They have no idea what cat litter is all about. Here's my secret. Take the litter box, but don't put cat litter in it. Take dirt and grass from outside, put that in the litter box, then gradually start increasing cat litter, decrease the dirt until you can make the switch over. It's that simple, Doug.
Really? That simple? What happens if you don't use dirt? Sand or manure?
Sand, yeah, whatever's outside. A lot of cats are used to, a lot of people rescue feral cats, and God bless them that they do. But a lot of these cats have never used litter, so they're used to going on dirt or grass, and by making that in a litter box, making the transition is a lot easier as well. And also, the cat's food dish should be raised a little bit about shoebox height, and give them several dishes to eat out of, not just one dish. So they have all food around different locations.
Fickle. That'll keep them felines.
And it'll keep them from marking.
That's where the team, that's where the term fickle feline comes from. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Here's, have you seen these Furbo dog cameras? A lot of professional dog trainers and vets have helped design the Furbo dog camera, which is designed to make sure your dog can always feel your love. So no matter where you are, there's a smartphone app for your dog that'll keep tabs on the tabs on the dog and also provide the dog with visions of you. So how do we get that operating, though? That's what I'd like to know.
You know what, Doug? There are sometimes our dogs just don't want to be with us. Give them a break. Let them get away from us for a little bit of a time. You know, listen, I understand the concept of I have cameras in my house, so when there's a dog around, I can watch and see what they're doing.
Really?
But in terms of putting it around their neck or in terms, I don't know, I'm not necessarily a big fan. Let a dog be a dog. You know, every once in a while, a dog's going to dig a hole. He's going to poop on the floor. He's going to chew a shoe. That's what dogs do. Give them a break. Until we respond 100% of the time, don't expect that from our dogs or cats either.
Wow, there's a lesson in learning, isn't it? Well, that's why Warren is as good as he is. Check out the petshow.com, or it's just petshow.com, warrenextine.com, or hugsandkisses.com, which is the preparatory line. Say it again, I need some more hugs and kisses for Daisy, as a matter of fact. Get them for your dog or your cat at hugsandkisses.com. 59 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.